So I'm currently sat in my lounge with two of my housemates, one being John Jackson, one being Tristan Watson. Now, Tristan is using a very nice bowl. The bowl does belong to John. Now, Tristan, why do you feel you have a right to use this bowl?
It's the nicest bowl in the kitchen. It's the biggest bowl. All the other bowls are so shallow that you can hold barely a few mouthfuls of cereal. But this is your traditional standard big tall bowl, and I can fit all the cereal in it. And I want to eat a lot of cereal right now.
That sounds like a fair enough reason. Now, John, why would you think Tristan shouldn't use your bowl?
We've been over this many times, and there are set rules in place for instances such as this, in that the person wishing to use the bowl should ask me first to make sure that I don't require the bowl in the near future. And if the bowl is used, it should be washed immediately, which hasn't happened in the past. I've had to request the washing of the bowl when I've come to eat some soup.
Not from me.
I'm not saying from you, Tristan. I'm just saying from a member of this household or two. So, therefore, Tristan is breaching the rules. And to make things worse, he's using my cup as well.
Is it true you've only got one bowl?
It's not true that I've only got one bowl. It's true that I've only got one decent bowl. He's now drinking from it. He's got his bloody lips around it. You literally don't know when to stop taking the piss, do you?
Tristan, did you ask permission to use this bowl?
No, and I don't feel like I should if it's back in the cupboard and cleaned before he ever needs to use it again.
What if he needs to use it now?
He doesn't.
But what if he did?
I'll pour my cereal into the bin and wash it in front of him right now.
Okay, I'm officially revoking access to my Xbox, any of the cutlery and any of the utensils in the kitchen which belong to me, anything you wish to borrow from me, and that is final.
Can I use your hat?
Yeah, you can, because you've asked nicely.
Cheers.